Let's join Sean Crawley of the Leeds Diocese, who's currently studying for the priesthood at the Venerable English College here in Rome. He's due to be ordained deacon in the summer. But before we listen to his reflection, another Sean, this time Sean Patrick Lovett, reads this week's Gospel for us.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So, be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect."
So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is the final exhortation given by Jesus in the passage of St. Matthew's Sermon on the Mount, which is proclaimed this Sunday. Admittedly, this is no small task, even for the most committed of disciples. It's not surprising that the most common reaction to this call to perfection is to comfort ourselves by its seeming impossibility, and perhaps commit ourselves to living a good life. This is all well and good, but perhaps we underestimate ourselves a little, or rather what God's power can do in us. We find a similar line in the first reading of today's Mass, taken from the book of Leviticus. "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Equally impossible, it would seem. Holy is a word used to describe God. Indeed, his very nature is holy. This same word, however, is used in reference to the people of Israel, God's holy people, to whom this exhortation to be holy is addressed. Israel's privilege of being called holy doesn't come from any special perfection on their own part, but simply from having been chosen as God's own people. This exhortation to holiness comes in the context of a reaffirmation of the law given to Moses on Sinai, and it both sums up the law and states the law's purpose. The law's there to show how the people are to live up to their calling as God's holy people, and to guide them on the way to becoming like him. The Church, too, is rightly called God's holy people in an even more profound sense. Today's Gospel comes in the context of the Sermon on the Mount, which has been described as the new and perfected law of the people of Christ. In the old law, one man, Moses, went up a mountain to tell the people what pleases God. In the new law, one man, Jesus Christ, who is God, comes down from heaven, dwells with his people, and now sits with them on the mountainside to teach them how to be like him and dwell with him in eternity. No longer is avoiding hatred for one's brother so as to avoid taking sin upon oneself sufficient. Jesus now speaks this truth clearly, even if this seems unpalatable and even impossible. Love your enemies. It seems that in the old law, God was happy to make concessions for human frailty for a time. So why the sudden change of tone? Quite simply this, that in the life of his incarnate Son, God has returned mankind to his original holiness and exalted him further. Jesus came so that all could be his brothers and sisters. He came to show us the way that leads to the Father and, by his power living in us, make it possible to walk this path. So, is our own personal perfection now a prerequisite for being holy? Certainly not. We're called holy because, by God's grace, we are members of the mystical body of Christ. Perfection is our calling, not the condition. We rely on the perfection of nobody, other than the perfection of Jesus himself. So, now the new law is laid before us, the law of the church, the law of Christ, the law of love. Turn the other cheek, go the extra mile, give more than you are asked, love your enemies, pray for your persecutors. Does all this mean that the patience which God showed us in the old law has now gone? No. God's understanding and mercy abound. Certainly God still understands our frailty, but he shows us that he still believes in the greatness of man and woman, whom he created in his own image and likeness. Despite our weakness and sinfulness, he has given us the power, in the life of his Son who is perfect, to journey towards sharing his life, seeking perfection, relying on his grace. The second reading of today's Mass tells us that we are temples of God and that the Holy Spirit dwells among us. It is God himself who made us holy, and it is his power that will bring this holiness to perfection. It's right that when we speak of holiness and perfection, we speak first of the grace of God. There must, however, be a practical consequence of choosing to follow the path that leads to God in our attitudes and our conduct. In the passage of St. Matthew's Gospel read today, we see a strong link between holiness and loving everyone, even those it is most difficult to love. Here, St. Leo the Great has some words of wisdom for us, putting words into the mouth of God. Do what I love what I do. We must recognise that those we find most difficult to love are loved by God in the same way that he loves us. But knowing how difficult this is and wanting to encourage us, St. Leo continues, if what I order seems difficult, come back to me who ordered it, so that from where the command was given, help might be offered. And recognising that there can, at times, be a great journey from the desire to love to putting it into practice, St. Leo concludes, I who furnish the desire will not refuse the support. We're well used to the commandment to love our neighbour as ourselves, but in St. John's Gospel, Jesus extends this beyond our imagining. We are to love one another just as God has loved us. So our enemies too are to be loved with the same love with which God has loved us. St. Augustine affirms that nobody truly loves himself unless he loves God. In other words, it's in loving God that we see ourselves for who we are and exactly what it is that God loves. Perhaps when we do this, we won't be quite so surprised that God can love others too, and that we're called to do the same. Brothers and sisters, this is the path of holiness. This is the way of perfection.
And our thanks there go to Sean Crawley for bringing us this reflection. Sean Crawley is from the Leeds Diocese and is currently studying for the priesthood at the Venerable English College here in Rome.